a faith that will live in infamy.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal.
War has at all times called for the fortitude of women.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace.
The eagle has landed.
Welcome to the Today in History podcast, where you learn about an event that occurred today, May 5th, from history. Today's episode is titled, Chanel No. 5 Perfume Launches. On May 5, 1921, a date of symbolic importance to its iconic creator, the perfume Chanel No. 5 officially debuts in Coco Chanel's boutique on the Rue Cambon in Paris. The new fragrance immediately revolutionized the perfume industry and remained popular for a century. Gabrielle Coco Chanel was the daughter of a clothing peddler and a laundry woman. She learned to sew in the convent where her father sent his three daughters after the death of their mother when Coco was only 11. From these humble beginnings, she quickly established herself on the fashion scene when her lover, a wealthy textile magnate named Etienne Balzan, helped her set up her first boutique. By 1921, Chanel was a celebrated clothing designer and socialite, known both for wildly popular, groundbreaking clothing designs and for her high-profile romances and larger-than-life public image. It was one such romance that led to the creation of Chanel No. 5, while vacationing in the south of France with Grand Duke Dmitri Pavlovich, an exiled Russian nobleman who had taken part in the killing of Grigory Rasputin. Chanel met the perfumer Ernest Beau. She began to work with him on a fragrance that would bear her name, allegedly challenging him to create a scent that would smell like a woman, not like a rose. According to legend, Beau or his assistant accidentally added an overdose of aldehydes, chemicals that helped a scent last longer but which were used sparingly by perfumers of the time, who preferred natural ingredients and fruity scents, to one of the samples he prepared for Chanel. A number of reasons have been posited as to why Chanel settled on this scent. Many argue that the aldehydes reminded her of soap, a scent that took her back to her mother's laundry, while others hold that she picked the fifth sample of a batch that Beau offered because of her lifelong obsession with the number five. Chanel later said the concoction was what I was waiting for, a woman's perfume, with the scent of a woman. The fragrance would officially debut, along with her new collection, on the fifth day of the fifth month of 1921. Even before it debuted, Chanel No. 5 caused a stir. Chanel hosted a party for some of her most fashionable friends, sprayed the perfume around the table, and, according to legend, was asked about the scent by every woman who passed by. The fragrance was an immediate hit, considered to be cleaner than many of the most common perfumes but also more mature and adult, in keeping with Chanel's public image. Now considered by many to be the first modern perfume, Chanel No. 5 is as recognizable and enduring as Chanel's most famous clothing designs, and the designer herself. Read more, Coco Chanel's Secret Life. Today's historic event is provided by History.com. You can find a link to the article in the show notes. Help support the podcast by rating us on your favorite podcatcher, or support it on Patreon by visiting patreon.com/autopod. Thanks, and tune in tomorrow for an all-new episode of Today in History.